This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
President of the United States will be flying over North Dakota very soon, but the good news is he'll be flying back tomorrow. That's right, Donald J. Trump making his way via Montana tonight to North Dakota tomorrow, and yet again we get a visit from the 45th President of the United States. I have now better than a half a dozen sources that tell me he will be back. We don't know where exactly, but it will be in a very large venue. I can tell you that much, where a number of people will be able to attend that. It'll be probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 weeks until the election. So you can do the math on when that'll be. So if you're not able to make it tomorrow to that event, well, then, by golly, there you go. And another chance to do that. So pretty amazing what's going on. Donald Trump Jr. will join us tomorrow on the program. He is... also coming to North Dakota for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. What a great lineup Ron Ness and the crew have again this year. Ron was on with us on, on Wednesday to announce that Donald Trump Jr. would be the keynote speaker and let people know to get signed up for the Petroleum Council's annual meeting at the end of the month. So that'll be interesting. I think it was 27th, 28th, 29th. No, that's the wrong dates. It's the end of September. I still have my August calendar. Kevin, I think you're in charge of changing the calendar here, so you, just so you know. I mean,
on it.
I don't remember, so I have a little. The 24th, 25th, 26th. Thank you very much. Or is it? No, it might be. I can't remember. Anyway, we'll find it here for you. It's the last week of September. That much I know with certainty. Also, on the program today, tomorrow we'll have Donald Trump Jr. We'll have Congressman Kevin Cramer. In the weekly talk radio town hall, he could not do yesterday because of the Farm Bill Conference Committee meeting. We have excerpts of that, by the way, and we'll play that for you today from all of our congressional delegation, so you can hear their you know, I guess, I don't know, I'll die on this hill sort of statements of here's what I want from this conference committee. We have that. And then also Harold Hamm will join us tomorrow on the program as well. Harold, of course, of Continental Resources and one of the pioneers. Of the Bakken, I always call him the Steve Jobs of the of oil, because of his pioneering spirit back in the Ed Schaefer years of government in North Dakota, and doing some innovative things that led to the combination of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing that is what has produced today's Bakken boom. So he'll join us too, of course, good friend of the president, and continues to be a champion for him on that board of America's First Policies, and also. Working on Congressman Kevin Cramer's behalf as well as a senator, to become a senator. Okay, so Senator Hogan is going to be here actually in a little bit. About 10 minutes, he'll be here to talk about the outcome of yesterday's conference bill, Farm Bill Conference Committee rather. And then Bob Weefall will be here at the top of the hour. Bob is heading up something that's new. It's a coalition of a number of different groups coming together to encourage you to vote no on Measure 3. That is the recreational marijuana event. So Bob will be here to talk about that. They're having a press conference in about 20 minutes in Fargo today on that. And Yana Myrdal, state senator, will join us on the program. She is at the Supreme Court hearings today, and the antics have begun there. They have actually all the protesters now out at Chuck Grassley's office. I think they wanted to give the Democrats time today to play more of their games. And what they're doing basically is, you know, these documents that are protected by presidential executive privilege are very common in every administration. Again, my boss is Steve Hallstrom. So for me to be able to have the ability to go to Steve Hallstrom and say, okay, here's five things we really need to do that are very strategic, that are very important, and there you go. And it might include the personnel issues. It might include everything else. He's got to know. I've got to know that's not going anywhere, right? Otherwise, you don't write memos. You don't give good advice. Okay. So in this case, there's a law about it that says there's an executive privilege that the administration can claim. The Democrats went to ask for documents they knew they were not going to get. They went to ask for documents they knew they were not going to get so they could do what they're doing today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called theater. This is called political posturing. This is called a disgrace of a party that is so inept. Look, Brett Kavanaugh is going to be a Supreme Court nominee. All they're trying to do is throw Hail Marys here and try and create something out of nothing by saying, oh, you won't give us the document. And here's the beauty of it. Yesterday, Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, wants to be president, which you can tell by watching him. Cory Booker is using one of those documents because, by the way, the members of Congress can see it. They just have to remain confidential. So they've seen the documents, okay? It isn't like they're like some smoking gun in a safe somewhere. They've actually seen them, but they're confidential. They can't talk about it. Cory Booker took one of the documents, used the document to ask questions to Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh says, can I see what you're reading from? I have no idea what you know. I can't do that. I can't even show you. You wrote it. Oh, it's just unbelievable. It's because they're breaking the rules. So today, their big thing is to try and create a bunch of theater about that, about the documents and all these terrible documents. They want headlines from that, which they'll get from the fake media. 100% they'll get. No doubt about it. So that's a big story today. Obviously, the anonymous New York Times op-ed is also, which is just, there again, same thing. That's insubordination if you work for, Jim's Lawn Repair. Okay? Or anybody you work for, if you don't like them, you don't work for them, or you go to them and say, I can't work for you because of this. You don't write an anonymous letter. I mean, that's just like, quit, be done, be gone. Not to mention, it's bogus to suggest things are as bad as they say in that letter, just like Bob Woodward, is to suggest that, you've got a bunch of people that are crazy. They can't get anything done. Look what they've got done. Some things I want to promise you right now, we're going to play. The clip from the Farm Bill Conference Committee today. I also want to play, Donald Trump answering a question at the event with the sheriffs yesterday. Because off the top of his head, he went through this laundry list of accomplishments. It's pretty incredible. And my point is, you couldn't accomplish that and then have what they say be true. You just could not. There's no possible way. We are monitoring the hearings, and right now it's just posturing. Once the antics crank up again with the different things, we'll bring those to you. A friend of mine was in the room yesterday. There's 27 public seats in the room. He and his brother were there. The other 25 seats were all protesters who had someone they'd go to that had a wad of cash to give them money to bail them out once they were arrested, who had plane tickets that were paid for by somebody else. It's DAPL all over again. It's DAPL all over again. It's ridiculous. Now, I think what we should do, Todd, is teach every member of Congress on how to handle a protester so we don't have to deal with this annoyance anymore at these hearings. To handle it in the way that your buddy, Representative Billy Long from Texas, used with a protester in the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It's the one where the Twitter CEO was testifying. It's Congressman Cramer's committee yesterday, by the way. He had a busy day. Listen to what this guy does with this protester. See if you don't think this is the right approach.
Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What she's saying, I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election. That is why she's censoring and shadow banning.
Have it a day in 12 and a half, 15, 7 and a half, $20, 2 and a half, 5, 7 and a half, 30. Hit $30 down here, 2 and a half, 5, 35, 7 and a half, 40. Hit $40, 2 and a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 and a half, 50. Hit $50 down here, 2 and a half,
officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Hit 2 and a half, now 5, 65, 7 and a half, 70. Up 2 and a half, now 5, 75, 7 and a half, $80 to 5, 85, 90. Hit $100, 10, 10, 10, 1 and a quarter, 1 and a half, 7 and a half, 2, 2 and a quarter. Hit 2 and a half, 7 and a half, 3, 3, 300. Hit 3 1/4. Cut 3 1/4 now. Half, half, three and a half. Set a 5 400. Hit but a 4. 4 1/4. 4 1/2. We're selling the cell phone there. 4 1/4. 4 1/2. Hit 4 1/2. 475. 500. 5 5 1/4. 5 1/2. I yield back.
Oh, my gosh. Are you joking me right now? Is that the most beautiful thing you ever heard in your life?
I yield back.
Oh, my gosh.
Easily the most effective way to shut them down.
Oh, priceless.
Every time we let
we need
happen.
An auctioneer on the Senate Judiciary Committee is what we need, for crying out loud. This is the
talk about
way
thinking
to
on your feet, too, huh?
Craig and Moorhead, let's get you in here. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, this whole charade, they know he's going to get the job. It's all about giving cover for Democrats and people like Heidi Heitkamp. They can say, I'm voting no, and here's why, you good people in North Dakota, because this little thing we found out. And it's all about trying to find a smoking gun or something bad to just so they can hang their hat on a no vote. It's all disgusting and despicable, and I'll never vote for a Democrat, including Colin Peterson, ever again.
I understand your frustration, Craig. It really is. It's really awful to see.
I voted for Colin Peterson. I never will again. I'm sick of all this crap these Democrats are pulling.
Yeah, it's the swamp, and that's the only way you absolutely 100% drain it. And by the way, they know it's being drained. They get it. This is the grasping for their life here. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Senator John Hoban will join us momentarily. And, Daniel, if you could let me know when he is on the line, that'd be wonderful. He'll be calling any second here, and we'll chat with him. If you have a question or comment, 701-258-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054 with your questions, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator John Hoban joins us now on the Newsmaker line to talk about yesterday's Farm Bill Conference Committee. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
Absolutely. Appreciate that very much. I have, Todd, do you let me know when that clip is ready? We'll play that for the senator, because yesterday was, it was, you know, historic in the sense that you got yourself and Senator Heitkamp and Congressman Cramer all on the conference bill, Farm Bill Conference Committee, rather a small group, having a chance to, do the honor of North Dakota, producers to be able to shape a farm bill that is so important to North Dakota's economy and just the fabric of North Dakota. So in that sense, very historic day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But the key is we get her done. I mean, I'm pushing pretty hard. We had our formal meeting yesterday in all the conferences, but, it's something I've been working at regularly, daily here, and I'm going to continue to push because we need to get this wrapped up before the end of the month. And as you say, get as good a farm bill as we can for our North Dakota farmers and ranchers, but really for all of our farmers and ranchers across the country.
So walk us through the process. When you say, that was a formal meeting yesterday, but there's work every day going on, and we're doing, I mean, what is happening? When do you expect to know, okay, this is the proposal, the final one that's going to go for a vote, and we get the certainty I think everybody's looking for in this?
We got to resolve the food stamp issue. The two big issues there are, applying that, the work requirement to people who are age 50 to 59, and then enforcement at the state level. Those are the big issues that, between the House and Senate version that we've got to find a way to resolve. We should have a work requirement. It should have to be a work requirement that, helps people get back to self-sufficiency. And so we need folks to work together to get something squared away there. That's probably the toughest nut to crack right now. So I'm trying to push people to say, hey, let's solve this. We've got some other areas. We have different versions in the safety net, for example, in ARC and PLC. Senate has a better ARC provision in the safety net. The House has a better PLC version. So I've been meeting with people trying to say, well, let's go with the House PLC price loss coverage and with the ag risk coverage out of the Senate. That actually works better for farmers both ways. Crop insurance, we're pretty well squared away. Ag research, good shape there. So it's just going through these items one by one. On conservation, we have some issues. The Senate version has a permanent easement provision that's a problem. We should go with a House version there. So it's just working through issues like that and getting enough people on board to get it done.
So are there additional meetings of the full committee? I mean, is it a working group that's pushing offers back and forth? How does it actually get done?
Exactly. I mean, you've got your various committee chairmen, obviously, that kind of are center to the discussions, and then it's working with them and their staff to get agreement. Obviously, on the work requirement, we're trying to get a stronger work requirement. We're getting pushback from Democrats on the committee and trying to get them, on board with a good work requirement. And so it's just the getting people to agree. And that's a daily effort,
Do you think the work requirement is going to be the big stickler?
That's the toughest one, I think. I mean, there's some others where you got various people holding things up. But, yeah, right now that's the toughest. And we should
and
be able
do me
to
a favor,
have
if you would, just where is the difference right now? The Republicans want it what way, and the Democrats want it what way?
Well, we want a work requirement that's enforced so that, the states have flexibility, but they're enforcing that work requirement in a sensible way And so that you have adequate, you know, food stamps to, or food assistance to meet the need, that you have some flexibility, but that you do have a work requirement that you enforce so that you get people back to self-sufficiency. That's what's best for everybody.
But, like, what do they say? I mean, they can't say, no, we're not, you know, we're for a work requirement,
right,
but we don't want to enforce it? I mean, do they not want you to enforce it?
That's pretty much, the two issues are, they don't want to have the same type of enforcement mechanisms, and they don't want it to apply to somebody who's age 50 to 59. But remember, if you're 50 to 59 and you have disability or other issues, you know, there's waivers there for you. So, again, I think there's reasonable ways to do that we should be able to get them to agree.
So that's the stickler they don't want you to be able to say if you're 50, 51, up to 58 years of age, because 59 and above are exempted, both of them.
Right.
Right. So 50 to 59, that if you're getting assistance from the government and are able-bodied, don't have all the exemption, you know, options available to you, someone at home that's sick or disabled or whatever, we want you to work for your benefit.
Or training or education so that you can, yeah. That's right.
Well, what's the argument for that? Who sits in a room and says, no, that's cruel. We can't start at 50.
That's why I say we ought to be able to get there, because I think, you know, we are trying to get reasonable provisions.
And yet that's the big stickler. One other one I wanted to ask you about is the permanent easement thing. I wasn't here that day, but there was a Darrell Lease from the Farm Bureau was on and took a number of calls from folks that said that, you know, that you had some role in crafting the permanent easement thing, and they weren't happy about that. I know we've since cleared that up, but I don't know that listeners have heard that. So an update on your thoughts on that permanent easement clause.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. No, I absolutely had no role in that. I mean, I've got a long track record as governor. I opposed permanent easements and continue to do so, and I'm working to get that out of the bill. I think Darrell had gotten information from somebody saying somehow that wasn't my position. So we followed up with him and explained, no, you had it wrong. I definitely had nothing to do with putting it in there, and we're working to get it squared away, and hopefully we can.
What would you handicap the chances of having this done in the next 2 months here?
Well, knock on wood, because I hate predicting around here. I'm really hopeful we'll get this done before the end of the month. But it really comes down to just getting some agreement on the issues I talked to you about. And there's some others. But right now I think there's a good chance we can get there. We'll be visiting through the month, and I'll keep you apprised as we work it. But I'm sure hopefully we'll get it done before end of September.
All right, take a short break and continue with more of our conversation with Senator John Hoeven on the program, talking about the Farm Bill Conference Committee. Busy week in Washington, D.C. Lots of things going on with the Kavanaugh hearings and other things as well. So op-eds to the New York Times that, has good old Washington, D.C. and a flitter. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too, when we come back. After a short time out, your calls, questions, comments, welcome. 258-0550, 258-0550. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot. Now Devil's Lake 2.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A private payroll processor reporting today that 163,000 jobs were added by U.S. businesses last month. ADP says those job gains were the fewest in its survey since last October. Economists say tomorrow's jobs report from the government is expected to show a solid 189,000 jobs created. The nation's attorney general says he believes law enforcement pros are the only ones who can really reduce crime in the nation. Jeff Sessions speaking at the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation vigil held last night.
If you want crime to go up, listen to the radicals. If you want crime to go down, listen to the professionals. Listen to the police.
Just getting word that multiple people have been shot in downtown Cincinnati, although police now say the scene is secure. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
Todd, if you play the clip of
setting the table today for what I believe will be an efficient and productive process to provide that certainty we've all heard about today in a timely way, and that means by the end of this month. So thank you all. It's a special honor for me to be on this conference committee with my two senators, Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp, and I very much appreciate Senator Hoeven's optimism, and I share it. I start with that.
So that's Congressman Kevin Cramer beginning of his opening statements. We're going to play those statements before the program is done from Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp and Congressman Cramer, too, so stick around for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers, great partner of ours here on What's on Your Mind. Really enjoy the good work they do. Huge land management operation, real estate, auctions, incredible work they do. And a historic day for us on What's on Your Mind, our first broadcast from an auction. I think we got to bring your buddy, Todd. We got to bring Billy along, I think. Make him a guest auctioneer with the boys from Pipers. What do you think? I think he did so good at that hearing yesterday.
I think they'd love to have him in, especially after that clip. That was great.
It's the Haug Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Carson, North Dakota. It's Tuesday, September 25th. We're going to be there broadcasting live. So that's going to be pretty darn fun. So check that out. And we'll be doing others as well. As I look at the lineup here, I'm looking at Otter Tail County, some acreage. I'm looking at Cass County, some development land. I'm looking at Stutzman County, 480 acres land auction there. The Western Dakota Machinery Auction in Bowman is Friday, September 21st. Trail County is the 24th, about 235 acres, so a lot going on. Pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099.
Yep, $40 to 45, 7.5 for today.
Exactly. There we go. So we'll be doing a little of that on What's on Your Mind. Back with Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind, and just to finish on the farm bill. Anything else? You walked us through pretty good what the Senate version versus the House version, and what's being done, and obviously the work requirement. I cleared up the stuff on the permanent easements. Any other sticklers you see here?
Yeah, say, by the way, when you see Kevin Pfeiffer at that auction, greet him for me. I've known him forever, and he's a good guy. There are some others. For example, we're still working back and forth between northern crops, southern crops, and the big I states, which is mainly corn and soybeans. I think we've done a pretty decent job there. Again, particularly if we get the House version on price loss coverage. And that's something I did a lot of work on the appropriations, because I chair AgAprops, that side, that I think will really help us get to resolution there. So there are more, but I think those will come into line if we can get some of the main ones we talked about earlier, agreement on those issues, like the food stamp piece.
Let's see, Justin in Fargo, question for Senator Hovind. Let's go there first. 258-0550, telephone number locally. Justin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I guess I've got a disagreement with a friend of mine who's kind of leaning more Democrat a little bit. And I'm trying to tell him that Trump is anti-swamp and is draining the swamp. And he went down the line of all Trump's appointees and he said, Betsy DeVos, she has money in student loan subsidies. Tom Price has all kinds of money in health care. I mean, just Wilbur Ross, he's a billionaire that made his money flipping companies. He's going down the line and trying to tell me that all these people are the swamp. I said, no, but they're the best for it. They're the anti-swamp because they know the game. They got it figured out.
Yeah, it sounds like your friend has a problem with success and capitalism. And obviously anybody successful is going to – these people don't need that. Wilbur Ross, do you think he needs to be Secretary of Commerce traipsing all over the country doing trade deals? He's doing it because he loves the country. Same with Trump, you know. I mean, that's my argument. What about this, though, on Justin's larger point on his conversation with his friend about, you know, is there a swamp? Is there not a swamp? Is Trump, you know, taking on the swamp? I mean, the swamp is real, isn't it, Senator?
Yeah, and I mean, it really comes down to a philosophy of governing. In other words, if you think that, you know, power and decision making should be in D.C., which, you know, obviously our colleagues across the aisle do think that, you know, you should have a big centralized government that has a lot of regulation and higher taxes and all those kind of things, then that's more of a, you know, more of, you know, what you call the swamp or D.C. kind of telling people, you know, what they can and can't do in terms of regulation or how they spend their money or all those kind of things. Whereas the philosophy that Republicans in general and certainly this administration are trying to put into place is to push that, decision making out to the state and the local level. So you empower people. You know, when you cut regulations and cut taxes, you give people more control, over their own lives, over their businesses, over the, you know, their earnings. And so that's, I think, a big part of the difference, between, you know, what this administration was trying to do versus what, say, the Obama administration tried to do in terms of centralizing government control in Washington, D.C.
When you see, albeit anonymous, but an op-ed from somebody supposedly within the administration saying, what they're saying about, President Trump. You see all the hubbub over Bob Woodward saying, you know, there's a chaos and anonymous sources, but, you know, those anonymous sources supposedly quoting, General Mattis and General Flynn, suggest that, it is just chaos. It's just crazy. I mean, do you see any semblance of truth in any of that?
You know, I'm very concerned about anonymous sources. Whether it's here in Washington, D.C. or anywhere else. What's with this anonymous source? I mean, I guess anonymously anybody can say anything they want. How do you hold them accountable for what they're saying? How do you, you know, fact check what they're saying when you don't know who's saying it or what their position is? And, you know, again, so, you know, when you see a negative attack from anonymous sources, I think that's very concerning.
And, I mean, here's my deal. Let's say these folks are telling the truth, and all this is accurate. How in the world could they have accomplished what they've accomplished?
Well, not only that, but if they're telling the truth, and if it were accurate, then why isn't whoever that putting this quote out from whatever anonymous source it is, why aren't they stepping forward and going on the record and being accountable for what they're saying?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to make much sense to me. I mean, Donald Trump was asked the question yesterday. Here's how he answered. I'm curious what you think of this.
And someday when I'm not president, which hopefully will be in about 6.5 years from now, the New York Times and CNN and all of these phony media outlets will be out of business, folks. They'll be out of business because there'll be nothing to write and there'll be nothing of interest. So nobody has done what this administration has done, and I agree, it's different from an agenda, which is much different than ours, and it's certainly not your agenda, that I can tell you.
Thank you.
It's about open borders, It's about letting people flee into our country. It's about a disaster and crime for our country. So they don't like Donald Trump, and I don't like them because they're very dishonest people. Remember this also about the New York Times. When I won, they were forced to apologize to their subscribers. They wrote a letter of apology. It was the first time anybody's ever done it because they covered the election incorrectly. So if the failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial, can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial. We're doing a great job. The poll numbers are through the roof. Our poll numbers are great. And guess what? Nobody is going to come close to beating me in 2020 because of what we've done. We've done more than anybody ever thought possible in, it's not even 2 years. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The robust applause, by the way, is from sheriffs from around the country. Which is rather interesting that, you know, if I were the author of that op-ed, I'd look at that and go, maybe I need to go, you know, talk to some real people around the country.
Right. And a big thank you to all those sheriffs out there putting it on the line every day and all of our law enforcement. That's pretty tremendous group there. But again, like I say, not only do I have concern about anonymous sources, but think about it. I think everybody has to stop and think for a minute. If they were being criticized or having somebody put a bunch of allegations up there anonymously against them, how would they feel? How would you feel, right? And so I think you got to think about that. And the other thing is on the agenda, you know, in terms of cutting taxes, cutting regulations, supporting the military, supporting law enforcement, working to secure the border, standing up for our veterans, that's the right agenda. And, you know, we're making progress on it, and we got to make more progress on it.
Do you think he wins this battle? I mean, he's wrestling the swamp. Obviously, the swamp being drained is causing some of these people to go to great lengths. I mean, the antics in the Kavanaugh hearing, as an example, you know, the Woodward book. I mean, it's every other day there's something. But do you think he ultimately wins this?
Well, I think Kavanaugh's a good example, right, Scott? I mean, yes, there's another example. Gorsuch was a great pick. Kavanaugh's a great pick, and we're going to get him on the bench. And each one of these is another step in terms of that agenda, like I talked about, that strengthens our country and empowers people.
Yeah, really absolutely amazing. Texter says, Senator Hovind, whatever happened to school vouchers?
Well, school vouchers, in terms of you know, for private schools and that kind of thing, you know, that's something that we have voted on a number of times. That hasn't moved forward. What has moved forward, though, is a lot more flexibility at the state and local level in terms of how they spend any federal dollars they get for education. So we give the states a lot more control under the Every Student Succeeds Act. And that's been well received by the state of North Dakota and by whether it's the teachers or the principals or PTA, it's been very well received.
Another texter, Senator Hovind, I believe the Democrats wrote that op-ed just to make the president kind of go crazy trying to figure it out who in the cabinet did it. It's all a setup from the Democrats, that op-ed.
Well, that's why I said, you know, when somebody is writing stuff anonymously, not only am I concerned, but, you know, if they want somebody to respond to the concerns or the criticisms they bring up, then they should be on the record, shouldn't they?
They should. By the way, Cory Booker today in the confirmation hearings said he is going to release confidential documents, which he's obviously not supposed to do. That's what they've resorted to now. And by the way, half of those folks are running for president, aren't they? So is this just all politics and theater and you know what's going on?
Yes, I mean clearly you saw there. You know, again. Individuals running for president, and you saw some of that going on, and that's not the way that process should go. And back to what we talked about just a minute ago, we've got you shouldn't be releasing confidential documents. We've got to have law and order in this country. Respect law and order. Respect the law. Enforce law. That's what protects everyone's rights. That's what protects all of our rights.
Well, they're in this resistance mode. It's unbelievable. I think we're actually blessed in our opposition here because this is not rational.
North Dakota common sense. I tell you, I admire it every day.
See you tomorrow with President Trump in North Dakota once again. Thanks, Senator.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us What's on your mind?
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Advice for you if you're listening to 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC at this very moment. You need to reach over to your radio and rip the knob off, because it should never move. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need any other.
What if you have Alexa?
Radio station. Well, tell Alexa, rip the knob off. Don't ever change this channel.
Okay, I guess I haven't unscrewed Alexa to find out if she has little knobs inside. But
you haven't what, Alexa?
Alexa. I haven't opened it up to find out if she has little knobs that she turns or how that works in there. But
yeah, I don't either. Try to figure that out for me, would you please?
Sure.
That'd be wonderful. I'm sure this will surprise everybody. The Kavanaugh confirmation hearing right now is Dianne Feinstein having a hissy fit over Roe versus Wade, because she loves the idea that it is legal to, end innocent life. Just unbelievable to me.
Spending their own money.
Here we go.
On reproductive health.
There we go.
And trying to prevent the FDA from making Plan B contraception available over the counter. During your service at the White House, 2001 to 2006, did you work on any issues related to women's reproductive health or choice?
President Bush was a pro-life president, and so his policy was pro-life.
So I work for somebody who's pro-life, so I implement the pro-life policy as, by the way, a lawyer in the White House. Now I'm a judge, different role.
I was going to say, once again, you're asking me to rule on a case which I have not yet to hear.
It's just, you can't make it up. You can't make it up.
How many times are we going to go through that with every nominee that comes up? How would you rule on this case? Well, the case hasn't happened yet. How do I know?
High Plains Apache is one of our fine sponsors, and we love it when our listeners go to our sponsors and say, hey, I'm on the What's On Your Mind team. I want to buy myself a beautiful Apache sprayer. And they have a whole bucket load of 40 series Apache sprayers right now. The new 2019s are in. A new look, new features, financing and leasing available. High Plains Apache. Mandan, call them 701-663-2375. Frontier, south of Fargo, off I-29 at exit 60, just east of the Walmart. Or online at highplainsapache.com. Yana Murdahl, State Senator Yana Murdahl, who is, of course, a long history of being a advocate for family issues, is in Washington, D.C., attempting to get a meeting with Senator Heidi Heitkamp and also attending the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh. A little less antics today in the way of protesters, but plenty of antics in the way of illegal actions by the Democrats. What's your take on the hearings so far, Yana?
Well, I just did that, Scott. Thanks for having me on. It's quite historical here, and I'm standing up on the balcony outside the hearing, and I'm looking down at Senator Grassley's office, which has been completely filled with about 50 protesters, and they refused to leave this morning. So his office is completely non-functional today because of protesters down there. So, but you're right. It's an amazing hearing. It's a brain-twisting challenges that Judge Kavanaugh is getting. But I have to say, sitting in yesterday, and I'm going back in now as a guest of Grassley's, it's an honor to sit there, but this is historical. This man is probably more qualified than any jurists have been in the last 25, 30 years that I've known of. And the antics that are being played right now by the Democrats are it's just sad. I just don't think it's going to help them at all. And yes, I heard Hoban was on just now. I met with him yesterday. Very grateful for his support. I have sent three requests now to Heidi Heitkamp's office. I'm right here. I can walk up to her office anytime. And apparently her schedule is booked so far this week, I've heard. So.
Well, you've had that problem in the past, as I recall.
For 6 years, Scott. It's baffling to everybody here on the Hill because, you know, I serve District 10, and I'm not here in that capacity necessarily, but I'm here with Women for Kavanaugh. But when I pick up a phone call from a constituent, I don't ask them what party they represent or whatever. We might not agree, but I hope I represent everybody in District 10. And Heidi Heitkamp is my senator, and I would love to sit down with her and visit cordially and ask her about the Kavanaugh issues. I'm still hoping, but it's been 6 years of apparently booked schedules for her when it comes to conservative women.
Has she met with any of the pro-life leaders from North Dakota?
Not to my knowledge. I know Shanley, when, you know, Shanley High School did peaceful protesting, if you will, marched for life here, led the march, which is a big, big deal for North Dakota. From my understanding, she didn't meet with them either. So, yeah, it's kind of a sad representation to me. When you step into public office, I mean, you should represent everybody that you represent, but their office, I don't know what they're scared of. But like I said, I still hope I can sit down with her today. I mean, she's literally just a couple of floors above me right now, and I can't imagine that her schedule is any busier than Senator Hoban, who was very gracious yesterday as I visited in his office.
Well, wouldn't you high-five the minority leader over a bill that was designed to prevent the you know, abortion of a baby that feels pain, right? But science proves it, and you high five. So it's just, and same thing with our listeners. She won't come on this program. She denies these listeners. So we're right there with you. I don't get it, because we're constituents. You know, again, we're not going to agree on everything, but I mean, I think you can have a reasonable conversation. I think that's the North Dakota way. But I'm so glad you're there.
It's an honor to be here. I think it's interesting to watch with the antics, these documents and stuff that they're putting up today. The Democrats. It's not about the issues. It's not about judiciary, presidents, anything. They're just throwing kind of firecrackers in the room there, and Kavanaugh is holding his own incredibly well.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. Thanks, Yana. We appreciate
you. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota, and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.